Today I would like to talk to you about the priesthood. It's probably one of the great misunderstood sacraments because so many different religions have just obliterated it, and the priest becomes a minister, he becomes someone who's elected by the community, he becomes a head of the assembly, he becomes basically a figurehead. The priest, according to the teachings of the Church and of Christ, becomes an alter Christus. He becomes the very sacrament he receives. Now, that doesn't mean that the priest is perfect and divine in himself. When I was in the seminary, when I was in Rome, they asked us, what was the definition of a priest? And everyone came, oh, alter Christus, teacher, you know, representative, ambassador. They had all these wonderful words. And finally, the professor just looked at us and he said, no. All those things are true. But he said, you have to understand one thing, that a priest is a sinner chosen from among sinners to help sinners. That's exactly what a priest is. He's going to have his faults and his flaws, and he's going to have to struggle with them because he's a Christian as well. And if he's a good priest, he's going to struggle all his life and through the grace of God become victorious over himself and over sin. But that does not detract from who he is in sacrament. When the person goes into the confessional, they're not meeting with the priest. They're meeting Jesus. That is how sins are forgiven. The priest is there as an alter Christus. He is there to voice the words of Christ, to give counsel, guidance, comfort. That's what the sacrament of reconciliation is, to be forgiven. And in that forgiveness of sins, we are comforted. So the priest is a comforter. He is someone who comforts. He heals in the sacrament of reconciliation, so he is a healer as well. But there's also another sacrament. There's the sacrament of anointing, what used to be called extreme unction. And that sacrament, the priest raises to life. In that sacrament, we find the forgiveness of sin. We find an anointing with blessed and holy oil that strengthens. And if it does not bring them to health and to be cured, it strengthens their soul to fight the good fight, to offer their cross in union with the cross of Christ, thereby drawing the graces of the redemption upon all the men and women of this day and age. That's our privilege. And we can do that through the cross, no matter how it is manifested in our lives. The priest is there to confect the Eucharist. He takes simple bread and simple wine, and through the words of consecration, they change. They become the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of the living, breathing Jesus Christ. You don't think that I, as a priest, am dumbfounded every single time I celebrate Mass, every single time I take that host in my hand, every single time I take that chalice, and it becomes flesh and blood, the living, breathing Jesus. I'm amazed at such miracle of love, at such a greatness of gift that comes through me. Unworthy, unable, but with the grace of God. We need the priests. Mother Teresa said that I will go in no country that will not allow a priest to accompany us, because where there is a priest, there is Jesus. How come we don't think that way anymore? It takes a great prophet like Mother Teresa. It takes a great prophet like John Paul II. It takes great prophets risen from among the faithful in this day and age to proclaim the truth to the world, to let the world know that we need priests. God is still calling men to the priesthood. He is still calling, but so many families, they don't want their children to be a priest. What would you want to do that for, they tell them? Do something where you can make a good living for yourself. I don't want to make a good living I don't want to retire. I don't want to have a big bank account. I don't want to make $1 million before I retire. I want to be dirt poor. I want Jesus to be my wealth. I want Jesus to be my life. There is no greater gift on the face of the earth than the priesthood. To bless with the hand of Christ Jesus. To speak with His voice. To absolve and forgive with His mercy. To consecrate with His power. To unite with His blessing of love and unity. To heal with His blessing of the sick. These are the things that God gives to the priest. And the priest is a gift to the world, to the church. The priesthood has always been attacked. Do you know that there are states in the United States of America where a priest could be shot on sight if he left his parish wearing a cassock? That was our law in many states. So much does the devil hate the priest. Why do you think the whole world seems to want to turn against priests, be they good or bad? What happened to forgiveness? What happened to mercy? What happened to love? Why is it that we are becoming a people who are governed by fear, by prejudice, by anger, by judgmentalism? That has no place. It has no place in a church that is founded on the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. It has no place in a heart that is governed by Christ, that is the tabernacle of His divinity, that houses Him for 15 minutes every day in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. We must reverence our priests. We must pray for our priests. My heavens, when I was a child, I remember every saint, every time you read a writing of the saint, there were priests who were goofy back then. You're always going to have a goofy priest and a bunch of them. And that's just the way it is. But what happened to praying for them? Who gave anybody the right to judge them? Why aren't we going and lifting them up, praying for them, sacrificing for them? Priests have to struggle against the world. They have to struggle against injustice. They have to struggle against calumnies and lies and hatred. They have to fight the devil every day of their lives. The least we can do is pray for them. The least we can do is recognize the great gift that they are to us. Weak though they might be, flawed though many are, we are still priests. We need prayer. We need the church who needs us. It is not because of our goodness that we are priests. In some cases, it might even be despite it. But I must say this, that it's the greatest blessing that I have ever received in my life. There is none greater.